By the way, and this will go without comment, we can talk about it later, listeners. Big story out of Indonesia, fair dinkum. They have overnight approved a new criminal code that bans anyone in the country from having sex outside of marriage. That includes tourists.
Wow. How do you enforce that?
and we are talking, well, I suppose they knock on doors. I don't know. Peeping Toms. I don't know. But a jail term of up to a year under the new laws will take effect in 3 years' time. So if you want a dirty holiday, do it in the next 3 years, because at the end of 3 years, you could end up in jail. All right? There's your advice for the day. Let's go to Jack of Maroubra on the open line, 1-300-01-1170. Jack, say hello to James here. James has been waiting for your call. He's another Eastern Suburbs type.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you, James? Long time no talk. Andrew's been off the air for about a couple of months.
Thank you.
In the grand final. But just a quick one on the cricket, mate. I agree with you guys, James in particular. We're completely saturated. I was brought up in the 80s, mate, watching the cricket, waking up, you know, on a early October morning, the state one-day cup. I think it was called the McDonald's Cup. Then we had the test matches in early November, which was what we all looked forward to. Then we had, I think it was like four or five test matches in a row. And then a good part of January and all of February, we had the Triangular Series. I mean, we all looked forward to all that. Now, I've got no idea. I don't know if Martha and Arthur's playing right now. I'm completely confused. When it comes to disconnecting, mate, I'm totally... I want a lot of the games. Now, I couldn't be bothered right now. Not only it's expensive, I believe fraud... I believe the Sandpaper Gate played a big role here too. I thought I was really peeved off with Australian cricket, and world cricket, only because I thought our two boys, Smithy and Warney, got absolutely hammered. Considering that all cricketers do it, I'm a cricketer. We all muck around the ball and do that kind of stuff where we have to. But mate, like I'm over it. I don't really care about tomorrow. To the truth, it's a shame. I mean, like, there's no characters anymore, too, in the game. Like, there's no, like Merv Hughes with a legend. I mean, like, those kind of blokes, they're far few now, and it's a real shame. And, look, don't get me wrong, I will still support Australian cricket and keep an eye and watch it, but if you ask me to go spend a couple of $100, like, four months ago, I won a prize here on SCN Radio. I won a couple of tickets for the cricket, and I'm in general for the Pink Test, and I'm grateful for that and appreciate that. But I'm going to go to it. But if you ask me to pay for it, I wouldn't do it. I mean,
lucky you got the prize. No, we're a bit to unpack there, James. Thank you, Jack, on that. I think the point's right about the structure we used to have. You knew what was playing and what they were playing for.
If you had to strip it back a bit, Vossi, to prevent this saturation of cricket, what's the first to go for you? Do you get rid of the Big Bash or some 2020 internationals or one-dayers? What goes?
Well, it's got to be there's too much Big Bash. I mean, I just find, I know that people, the Sheffield Shield isn't driven by crowds at all. I mean, it's one man and a dog, and sometimes the dog doesn't go. But to have a two-month break in our first-class cricket domestic scene shows that we've created this monster and it just takes over the schedule. So who follows the Marsh Cup now? Who follows the domestic 50-over competition? Who knew Australia was playing England straight after the T20 World Cup in 3 one-dayers? We used to always have the first test in Brisbane. It would start in Brisbane. The summer would start there. But we're sort of, with the exception of the Boxing Day test and the Sydney test, we've sort of lost all traditional structure, haven't we, with our schedule? Yeah. And that might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
We probably need to... by the way, this is real pressure. On this Wednesday, James, this is our 5 days of Janus. And so far, the J...
0 from 2 to start the week.
If you got 0 and 2, J. It's not 3 strikes you're out here. You actually could have 5 strikes. You could have 25 strikes and you'd still be at bat. But, Jay, there's some pressure on you today. Please live up to my expectations.
Yeah, guys, my therapist has told me that one of my biggest issues is that I can't verbalise my feelings. I can't say I'm surprised.
Thank you. It's a little comeback, subtle, quick single, push to cover, and safely home. Jay, the bookman, the reptile at the moment, just punching out a text. No doubt about that. Thank you, Jay, with the joke of the day. I'm surprised Jay never got a sponsor. Well, he runs, of course, he's got his own Dimmicks store out at Rouse Hill, but it'd be nice to think that Jay, could, after a few years, could get a sponsor
like,
for that.
What's a big book publisher? Is it like Penguin Books? Maybe you want a Penguin on board. Yeah,
well,
Penguin.
I don't know. I think something more along the lines of like Mr. Sheen, something that polishes stuff.
Okay.
You know where I'm headed with that?
Yeah, yep.
Yes. Sometimes you need to polish it.
Yes.
Let's go to the texts. Good morning, team. This is from Martin. I love getting out to Sydney FC games and hope that more people discover the A-League. But how many people know that Melbourne City will be our opponent on Saturday night? How about some promotion of Leckie v Redmayne? Is it because the lineups haven't been announced yet? Sydney FC women play the early game. Get out there, everyone. It's a great night. Martin singing the praises of the A-League and the fact that the women's is being played there as well.
Well, that's a part of it.
Fair points.
Yeah, it's a part of it. Where is this being advertised? I had no idea that Leckie was playing, you know, in Sydney this weekend. That's a draw card coming straight off his World Cup goal. But, yeah, it's probably not getting enough coverage.
Well, this is a good point. See, in rugby league, again, talking about structure, things that we get used to and it defines and we can work out. Teamless Tuesday. We always have Teamless Tuesday. Yeah. That's when the teams come out. So you are focused on the games being played that coming weekend from Tuesday. You then know when they are playing and you know the lineups. Would anyone know when the A-League lineups are announced? Is it like, not that I'm saying it's the biggest issue, but would anyone have the slightest idea when they announce a side for the weekend? Zero. I reckon I'm hearing crickets in response to that question. This one, morning, fellas. I love my cricket, but can't stand 2020. Gone off ODIs, but still watch tests, the proper cricket. Old mate's correct. There's way too much, and Cricket Australia risk deteriorating proper cricket being test matches by flogging the short form. RC, hey.
Am I old mate there?
No, the old mate's a caller.
Jack might be old mate.
Yeah, you might be old mate.
Yeah. You know what I think plays a role, Vossie? You know how you almost build up brownie points to watch what you want on TV. So, for example, if I want to watch some sort of action shoot 'em up movie, I've probably got to watch at some point some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or some sort of rom-com.
Turkish TV.
To get the brownie points to watch what I want to watch. Mm. Big Bash uses up those brownie points real quick.
Yeah.
And if I just switch on a bit of Big Bash midweek, and then there's a international ODI on the weekend, forget about it. I've used up my brownie points on the Big Bash. I think that plays a role.
Well, you need to get rid of her, basically.
Well, I need to watch more Beverly Hills Housewives.
That's right. Yeah, you've got a serious decision to make there. But you're right, because the Big Bash League becomes either you're listening to SEN or you're watching the TV coverage. It's just there.
Everywhere.
Every night. What are we doing tonight? Might as well stay home, watch a Big Bash.
Yeah.
You know, causing all sorts of problems. This one, I have plenty of mates who would happily sacrifice a year in prison if it meant that they were going... Rooster Adam, well, leave that. Yes, he says about the sex ban in Indonesia.
Yeah, send him to Bali, Rooster Adam.
He has mates that would go to prison just to score a run to get off the mark. But there you go. That's the law. It's happening. There's nothing. This isn't being debated. This has been passed. So sex before marriage is already banned. They're applying equally to locals. This is the thing, that it can go to tourists as well. Under the laws, unmarried couples caught having sex can be jailed for up to a year. They're also banned from living together, an act for which people could be jailed for up to 6 months. Adultery will also be an offence for which people can be jailed.
Depending on how they enforce that, that may have just killed Bali right then and there.
It's all coming to effect. You have been warned via The Breakfast with Vossie and James Magnuson, the missile. Hard-hitting stuff.
Blake from Penrith, he follows straight up on that, and he says, me and the miso soup have a holiday booked to Bali in late March next year. Looks like we'll be going somewhere else. There you go, Blake.
Oh, well, they're not bringing in the prison sentences next year. They're saying it's in 3 years' time. That's why we're giving you 3 years' notice. That's what I'm saying. If you want to have a, you know, good time, you got 3 years to do it, and then maybe put the key on the rack. Let's take a break. This is Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.